Blog Talk Radio.
Coffee. I'm your host tonight, and I also have a co-host as well, as I normally do. I'm Jonathan Moody, and I'm here with
Samantha Marie. Hey, everybody.
There's that long pause all the time because it, you know, set up like that, but oh well. It is what it is. I am talking to you guys live from my hotel room at Texas Frightmare Weekend, so that is awesome.
Yeah. Hey, you sound tired. So have you been having a lot of fun so far?
I am exhausted. I am, and I have a headache, too. I did not realize that till after lunch, but I need to go get aspirin or something. I think my buddy Bo has some aspirin, he said, so I'll probably get some from him later. He'll be my drug dealer for the day.
Yeah. Have you been staying hydrated?
Probably not as much as I should, but yeah, I've been drinking water during lunch and other places, you know, should probably drink more, you know.
We're drinking coffee and Corona.
And
oh, wow. And wow, that sounds like a party over there.
That's a commitment, right?
All right. See, I'm so mad you guys didn't come to, Texas Frightmare Weekend, like, you know,
yeah, I know.
It would have been awesome.
We had a lot of sex to do.
Well, you could have done that there, just, you know, whatever. Anyway,
yeah, that could have been. We could have sold tickets and set up a booth. Like, we weren't really thinking about this, babe. I was speaking of my babe.
Like,
my babe's on here too. Why don't you say hi, Dirk?
What up? This is D-Man Johnson III coming through. So I want to play a game later called Tell Moody to Go Downstairs in the Convention and Ask Celebrity Things and see their reaction.
I can't. Unfortunately, it's too crowded.
You totally
but
can.
Would,
you just pick up speakerphone. You put the you put on like your headphones. You walk down and then you just scream something at them and then put the phone next to them and see how they react.
Like,
and then
I
you give us
out.
A walkthrough play by play.
No, thank you. I would rather, like,
fine,
you know, be able to stay here.
Moody fucks with people. We tell you to do things to people downstairs. Yeah.
No, but that, maybe another time. I don't know. Maybe another convention, too. This is just way too crazy. I just, you wouldn't be able to hear anything, literally. It's that loud everywhere.
Because the convention's
yeah,
insane.
It would not be fun.
They have way too many people in too small of a space. They need to make their space bigger. I said that last year. And a lot of people agree.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost unsafe how many people there are.
Well, the biggest thing about that is that they are working on that. The only problem is that they have the hotel for, like, a certain amount of years or whatever. And their contract, when their contract is up, they're moving. You know, to a bigger venue, probably a convention hall, which I'm not like excited about because I don't like, I don't like Comic Cons, you know, because there's just no, you know, it just doesn't feel like, you know, more fun. It's like more intimate when it's like at a hotel where everybody can hang out and, you know, hang out at the bars or whatever, you know, but when you're at like a convention hall, it feels like you're there, then you go home. You know, or whatever,
yeah.
You know, or you go back to your hotel and stuff. So I would hope they move to a hotel, but I don't think they can. I think they have to make it into a convention, like, center.
I don't know much about conventions and the hotel deals, but I thought it's just the hotel's giving them, like, a good deal for, like, these few years and allowing them to stay there. So it's up to them whether they want to move or not. But I could be
I think
wrong.
They have a contract with them. That's what I heard. I think Lloyd said that. Like that is.
And you think the hotel would be like, man, this is becoming unsafe with how many people there are? Because last time I went there, it was literally like every tile had like two people per tile, And it was really, like, if anything were to happen, a lot of people would, like, you know, be in an be in a bad spot.
Right.
Yeah. It was a burden.
Yeah.
So, Moon, have
what
you
was
seen
that, Sam?
What?
Yes. I met Ted Raimi, which is pretty cool, and Serena Vincent from Cabin Fever. That was pretty awesome. And
yeah, I like her.
As well, yeah, she's sweet. She's a sweetheart. And then I also got to chat with Melissa Rose last night too, but and a few other people. Like I said, I think I told you earlier, I talked to Jenna Jameson, but a lot of them were pretty expensive, so I didn't have a lot of money this year. You know, compared to what I could have, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
You know. But yeah, it was fun so far. I mean, today is the crazy day. Like yesterday felt like a Saturday, and so today's even worse.
Yeah, we
had Derek was saying
go on Saturday. We were just gonna do whatever. Like we weren't actually gonna go to the convention because Saturday it's so hard to get anything done, or even like even if you wanted to buy anything at a booth, there's just people looking that you can't even buy anything. It's so crowded.
Yeah, I mean,
at least
I went to the Aero table.
I wanted to go to the Aero table.
Yeah, I went to the Aero table, and it was insane today. But I picked up three more Aero titles, so I'm happy. You know?
Hey, have you seen Troy? Have you seen Troy around?
I have not. I have not seen him yet, and I messaged him to come up to the room to do the podcast, but I don't know.
Only the podcast.
Did you offer him chocolate?
Well, I did not. I should have.
What about a good time?
He's got my copy of Stirring that he's bringing me anyway, so we got to meet up at some point this weekend.
All right. Good. And Stirring, that's
yeah,
the
I
film
got...
I shot, produced, and edited.
Yay!
Yay! And it's a great movie. I saw it last year. I remember because I was sitting next to you, Derek.
Yeah, I had my class and Troy were getting drunk as fuck.
Yeah.
That was fun.
It was fun. But yeah, no, it's so far the convention has been amazing and the people here. I mean, what I've liked the most is just hanging out with my people, you know, really. You know, seeing people I only know on Facebook or whatever, and meeting new people. I met a bunch of people so far. So it's been crazy, but good, you know, like so far. Love it. But we're not here just to talk about Texas Frightmare. We're also here to talk about a movie that I think is one of Sam's favorite movies of all time, one of them, you know? Is
yeah,
that correct, Sam?
Yeah, I grew up on this movie.
Yes. So if you don't know, which if you're watching this and you haven't seen the big picture on the thing, we got, Tremors that we're going to be talking about.
Yeah.
And first, I want Sam
classic.
To talk a little. Yeah, so Sam, take it away. Talk more about it because you're probably more familiar than I am with it.
Well, let's see. This movie was, I remember seeing it when I was young and I fell in love with it instantly. But so it was released in 1990. It was directed by Ron Underwood, which is his first movie. And a fact about Tremors is when it was first released, it was a flop. Like even Kevin Bacon was embarrassed to be in it. But Tremors actually wasn't what launched Kevin Bacon's career. But Tremors didn't become famous until it was released on VHS, and then it kind of became a cult classic.
Okay, so, all right, so you know this more than I would. You said that it's Ron Underwood's first movie. I thought he had done City Slickers before this.
That came after this.
Yeah, that was after.
Okay. For real? For some reason, I always thought it was before. I thought that was an 80s movie, and this was a 90s movie.
But
like,
you know
what,
I'm
like
not...
91. This was like 90.
Yeah, it was like a year or two after.
It was like exactly 1 year after, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, 1990
right.
for Tremors,
no.
1991
no.
for City Slickers.
So, and then Tremors, there's currently six Tremors out there.
And a TV show.
Yeah, and you know, the sad part is Kevin Bacon's only in one of those. Boo.
Canceled. But there was another TV show also.
No, I meant in the movie. He was only in one.
But
good old Michael Gross, like, he's like a Tremors whore.
Yeah,
I know he is.
I mean, I think it's just because of Tremors he's still employed today. I'm lying because he's been in like over 110 movies. But like, basically, that's all everybody knows him for.
But yeah, good old Burt Gummer. I mean, he plays a... I mean, it's so cheesy, but it works.
I love A Cold Day in Hell just because of him, which is the newest Tremors movie. It might still be on Netflix, but that's where I saw it. And I thought it was just like the perfect bad movie.
Have you seen it, Moody?
I have not seen it yet. I wanted to, and I was hoping to do it before this podcast so I could talk about it. But unfortunately, things got a little, I mean, everything was just crazy this week. So I was lucky to rewatch the, you know, Tremors, because I had that 4-pack. It's got like Tremors 1 through 4, and I was like, I'm gonna watch this, and I simply enjoyed it again. Like, I had not seen it in years, and I just, it was so much fun. Like, it's an enjoyable movie.
Yeah, another fun fact is Tremors was originally going to be called Land Sharks, which thank God it wasn't, because Land Sharks. But they didn't do it because that was like when Saturday Night Live was in its like first season, and Chevy Chase had like a series, which is like one of their popular series, and it was called Land Sharks. So that's why they decided not to go with Land Sharks.
Right, and then they decided to do the Worms, which is kind of like Dune, you know? And but they try to, from what I got from the making of that I watched, that they try to make it look a little different than the Dune Worms, you know, so that they didn't, you know, that people didn't think they were ripping them off.
Yeah.
But that's pretty cool. You're right, Sam?
And then another fun fact, which I hold close to my heart, is so I guess originally the original Graboid design looked too phallic because it had like a skin like turtleneck, and people thought it looked like a giant foreskin.
Did they ever do
Jewish? That shit ain't circumcised.
I knew you'd laugh at that, Moody.
Yeah, it's awesome. But did they ever like? Do they show like images of like drawings of what it would have looked like?
No, you can Google that later in your hotel room.
Okay, all right.
You know, good old James Gunn, like, he was a huge fan of Tremors, and in his movie Slither, I guess, like, I need to rewatch Slither, because I really enjoyed Slither.
It's basically Night of the Comet.
But I didn't realize that James Gunn, like, put in a whole bunch of references to Tremors, and actually the school that Elizabeth Banks taught at was actually named the Earl Basket Community High School after Fred Ward, so now I think maybe we need to watch Slither tonight, babe.
Yeah.
Do it. We'll do it.
That's a great that's a great classic James Gunn you know, a horror comedy.
Yeah,
you know?
I love James Gunn.
We'll definitely have to do a whole podcast about like his movies or something, or like, you know, his
work,
like Romeo and Juliet and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Was that there?
I said James Gunn directed my favorite Kevin Bacon movie, Super.
Well, we will definitely be going into like our top five Kevin Bacon. I'm pretty sure that's on your list there, buddy. Which people are asking,
I have something more.
You weren't gonna do a list?
I got something a little bit more unique.
I have a list.
Okay.
And you know how hard
I've got a list
again,
as well.
Again, it was hard for me just to pick five.
Well, you know, especially since we kind of don't, like, generalize it or anything, you know, we're not saying, oh, only Kevin Bacon, you know, horror movies or whatever, you know, which he hasn't made a lot, you know. He hasn't made so many. So I'm kind of glad you didn't do that, because I think we'd all have the same five, because I think that's all he's probably made. But, you know, it was tough because, you know, for me, too, because I was, like, thinking – damn, this dude has a huge amount of movies. You know, no wonder you know, like people are playing that Kevin Bacon game, which I believe, if I'm correct, I'm like one or two away from him because of people I know, you know, and working on a couple projects.
You're one away from him because of me. I had drinks with Kevin Bacon.
Oh, right. There you go. You know, I worked with you.
Yeah.
And
I passed out on Kevin Bacon's Papa John's pizza box in a hotel room.
Nice.
He had to lift my giant sweaty head to get a piece of pizza.
That is awesome. That you know.
And then later I
party with Kevin Bacon,
puking in the toilet.
Those are your party days.
Kill me now. Yeah, those are the good old days.
Was that right? Was that before I met you or after I met you on Facebook?
No, that was before. That was in my early 20s. I was a super fan of the Bacon Brothers. So I went around to a couple of different states, maybe around the United States of America, to see them perform.
Wow, you were a groupie.
I was a super fan.
You're a Band-Aid. As they call it.
Fuck you,
Davis.
Moody. You and your evil laugh.
Alright. What? Was that evil? I didn't even. Okay. Well, you know, that was just my normal laugh, but I guess it's all evil.
Yeah.
So, I guess that to end the whole thing about Tremors is I do want to say that it was a movie that I think really still holds up today, the first one for sure. And I think all the sequels do too. But yeah, this one definitely, you can watch this movie now and feel like, you know, it's today's kind of movie.
So we rewatched that the other night and we were watching it. And like, since I was like really reviewing it, like we were paying attention to like a lot of like the actual stupid things in the movie.
And there's a lot. When you say it holds up today, I kind of agree in terms of the fun factor still holds up, but cinematography and some of the writing definitely doesn't hold up.
And the fact of when Kevin Bacon's like nailing in the fence, like it takes him like 8 tries to like get the nail in.
I was like, why is he doing that so much? And then she's like, I just now noticed that for the first time.
Yeah, there's been a lot of stuff since rewatching it and like really reviewing it. I was like, wow, I never noticed that before.
And that fucking accent. What the fuck is that?
Yeah, it's true. Jesus.
Yeah, they had. I guess there was a lot more F-bombs in it.
There was one F-bomb.
Well, they had to reduce it to one.
Because
they were rated R, but they wanted a PG-13 rating. So they only could leave one F-bomb in. And that's when, like, they first find the graboid and it, like, you know, comes plunging in at the, and it hits that cement wall and it dies. And Kevin's like, fuck you!
Yeah. And we also saw the original beginning today. Like, sources said that was a lot darker. I guess it's a lot darker than Kevin Bacon peeing, but it was just kind of down.
Yeah, I prefer the Kevin Bacon peeing.
I'm okay. Like, if the original beginning would have been better, it would have been, you know, okay. But it's just like this old dude, he gets some carrots for his fucking horse, and then he puts the horse in the barn, and the horse dies. And then he walks out, he comes back, and the horse is gone. That's it.
Yeah. I did enjoy it, but I guess I wasn't really looking for it in a critical eye because I haven't seen it in forever. So I need to rewatch it again at some point and do another actual critique of it, you know, or whatever.
You should have done it before this fucking podcast, Moody.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Bad movie.
All right. Are we
going to
do our top 5 Kevin Bacon movies? Is are we going to have
we
any
We will. We have hopefully have a guest who should be calling in. Our guest will be, let me let him know.
He needs his own, like, little fun theme music. Like, it's Brandon.
All right, no, I got it. You ready? Dun-da-da-dun, 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 dun-da-da-dun. And here in the right corner we have Brandon. That's the most energy you'll get out of me all week.
Yeah, that's
done.
They're done now for the day.
I'm done.
Well,
and then he never
calls
in. Fuck my life.
Yeah, he doesn't call in. You just wasted your energy. Actually, he just called in right now. Hold on. Let me bring him on.
Oh, he must have heard you, baby. Yay.
Hey, Brandon, you're on.
Surprised I barely made it because I missed like the first 5 minutes of the show because I had to reboot my internet. I'm like, really? Now? Come on.
No. Brandon.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Brandon.
Hello. Yeah, but just to really quickly give a quick shout out to, I just want to thank everybody for the support of Horror, Blood, and Coffee, because this week alone we reached over 2,000 people on Facebook. Everybody that has been viewing our content, we are glad that you enjoy it, and we thank you so very much for all the support.
Yeah.
That's
you
awesome.
Know, a lot of that.
You know, we couldn't have done it without your support, Brandon.
We love you.
Thank you.
Yes, a lot of it has to do with you, Brandon. A lot of your posts and everything are the ones that I keep seeing people liking and enjoying and commenting on. So thank you so much so far for contributing to our social media.
Yeah, because I when I saw Avengers last week, one of my friends that I went with, he's a fan and he's a subscriber. And he goes, who writes the captions up at the top of the, like when you're posting them, Amy? I said, that's all me. It's all me at random. I don't plan them out. I just take a few seconds looking at them and just randomly think of them.
Aw. Well, that's great, Brandon. Yeah. We're very glad you're able to help us out with that. That's just awesome.
Yep. And
so,
also, too, just to add to real quick what you were saying about Tremors, the scene where they're where Reba McEntire is shooting up the creature in the shed. I had just seen this movie for the first time 2 days ago, and during that entire sequence, I was laughing my ass off.
Wait a minute. You just seen this movie for the first time?
Yes.
Whoa.
I don't know how I feel about this, Brandon.
We just got a newbie. We got a newbie on board.
Yeah.
No, I feel okay about it. We just got somebody else who ended up liking Tremors. That's a good thing. That's sharing what you love with other people.
Yeah.
Like herpes.
And isn't that like the most you say
well,
about
not that,
movies?
But yeah.
Like, because I know horror movie like, fanatics, they're like, oh, you haven't seen this movie? You're a fucking noob. It's like, no, dude, share what you love with other people. Have them watch it. And if they enjoy it, then, dude, share some more. Keep the love going.
Like herpes.
Yeah. Babe, you don't have herpes, do you?
No.
Okay, good.
Do you?
No.
You
okay,
we're getting that to okay. Now. Yeah, no.
I mean, it seems
all
like,
right,
you know,
anyway.
When you're herpes in the conversation 5 times in a row, you kind of have to.
Yeah, it's just a gift that keeps on giving. And it gives you flowers. Like every
I know,
month.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so, top 5 Kevin Bacon movies.
With herpes.
With herpes. All right. Who do you want to go first?
Who goes first? What's the list of order? I'll go last.
All right, Brandon, you want to go first?
All right. My number 5 would have to be his role in X-Men First Class. When I saw it the first time, I really wasn't expecting much out of it, but then I watched it again and again. I'm like, oh, he really did play a twisted son of a bitch with what he was given.
Yeah, he was.
Nice.
First Class was amazing. I remember because I was after like they made the shitty fucking X-Men movies. X-Men 3, I think it was after the Wolverine movies too, and then it's like boom, we're just rebooting it kind of. First Class, I was like, okay, I'm back on board, and then I never saw the other ones. Except for Apocalypse, where, of course, they fuck it up again.
And hopefully they don't do that with this Dark Phoenix movie coming up.
Yeah, it's their last one. Holy crap, man. So hopefully they leave off on a good one.
All right, Moody, what's yours?
All right, so my number five one is Friday the 13th, which I just love him in that movie because it just feels so strange in a way that he is in this horror film that I don't think he ever talks about it much, you know, like he doesn't like, I don't even know if he likes to even people knowing he's in that movie, but you know, that movie was to me, it's probably one of my favorite films of all time. So there you go.
It's not mine. He dies.
Oh.
Right. Yeah. He popped. He got off and then he died. Boom.
Yeah. But then he dies with a freaking arrow going through his throat. Spoiler alert.
Just Google Kevin Bacon talks about Friday the 13th and there's a lot of stuff.
Oh, well, then I'm wrong. Derek likes to always prove when I'm wrong on here.
I just like to Google up that.
Yeah. So my number, you know what? The funny thing is Friday the 13th isn't even on my list at all. Like, I don't like to talk about it.
Aww. You don't like it dying?
I know. So some of mine aren't even actually horror-related, but since it's just Kevin Bacon, whatever. So my number five is A Few Good Men.
Nice.
And that actually is, like, the movie that kind of launched his career was A Few Good Men.
Mm-hmm.
That epic line. Like, it has that epic line in there. That's what did it.
Which one?
The, you know, when he's like, "You can't handle the truth."
Well, Jack Nicholson said that, so...
I know, but the whole thing says it's a 21... Have you even seen it recently, Mooney?
I have.
It has been a while.
Yeah, Jack Nicholson was only in that movie four times. He only had
yes, he was.
Four scenes he was in that movie, but that courtroom scene was like 21 minutes long. I don't know why
yeah.
I know this. I probably because I just researched it.
Good for you, because you're doing a lot better than I am.
Yeah, and I'm drinking.
Yeah. We're not hardcore drinking. We just had two shots and a beer.
Yeah. All right.
Some heroin.
Baby. All
right. My favorite, Kevin, my favorite bacon thing, I'm going to go with number five, the BLT. And because not only do you get lettuce, which is nutritious, you also get tomatoes, which is also nutritious, and bacon in between a wonderfully sliced toasted bread.
And sometimes mayo, right?
Yeah.
How did I know you were going to do that?
This is the name of the town called Perfection.
And he brought it around, folks. He brought it
there
all the way around.
So that's my number five.
He brought it back
BLT.
To Kevin Bacon.
Yep. All right.
The BLT
all right,
is number
so,
five. All right.
Brandon, what's your number four?
I'm just doing this. This one is a complete laugh, and I think you all agree is... his role in Wild Things. I'm like, I remember watching that going, is he even having any fun at all?
I know why you like that movie, Brandon.
He just seemed to be, doesn't everybody? he just seemed to be phoning
it
in
like
the
that
whole
movie
time.
Because of the pool scene and the hotel scene.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Still one
well,
of the movies.
Well, let me see to miss it.
Still one of the movies today.
Well,
they both say they regret doing.
Okay. So I have to interject then because Wild Things is actually my number one, simply because Kevin Bacon goes full nudity, full frontal, which was actually an accident because there's supposed to be like a shadow over his dong in the shower scene in the end, but there wasn't, and so like he watched it and was like, just leave it like it is.
Wild Things is not on my list.
I was just about to clarify, that's not my reason for liking it.
Whatever. Now, okay, so Wild Things is really, it has everything for everybody.
Yeah,
it has
lesbian.
Yeah, it has her and Denise Richards making out. It was like actually Denise Richards' only nudity ever was in that movie. And it had Bill Murray in it. Like, it was a great, I mean, it was really, like, dark and twisty. Like, I remember when I first watched it, I was like, what the fuck?
Jake Bacon died in that.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
But he was evil.
Yeah, but he didn't like Friday the 13th because he died.
Well, yeah, but because Friday the 13th, he was innocently fucking and then died. Like, he didn't do anything to deserve to die.
He was fucking.
He was fucking.
No. Yeah, that's the one.
No. Okay,
fucking,
I'm
going to no
dispute with you on that real quick. I'm going to dispute with you on that real quick because Kevin Bacon died because he was having sex like the counselors were having sex instead of watching Jason before, you know. So Jason kills the people who have sex because they're the ones who drowned him, you know, in the lake because they were not watching him. So in a way, Jason, you know, did what he had to do, you know. And Kevin Bacon.
So do you have the fear of having sex in camp?
Well, I don't
like
go
if you're
to camp,
ever at
so.
Camp. But if you ever did go to camp, like when you were younger, would you ever have sex out of fear of getting killed?
I didn't have sex till much later in life, so probably no.
Well, like
I wouldn't have much fear. Yeah.
And Matt Dillon died in that movie too.
Dude, that movie was so epic. Like, just I loved it.
Actually, no, we're wrong. Somebody didn't die. No, Kevin Bacon did die. Matt
he
Damon.
Died in the boat. Right?
But
Matt Dillon.
One of
Matt
them came
Dillon
back died, though, because there was a twist.
Matt Dillon died because Neve Campbell poisoned him.
Okay, so
and
then Kevin
fell
Bacon
over
did
the,
die.
He fell over the side.
Kevin, no, because somebody, either Matt or Kevin ended up on the beach with the girls, with Neve Campbell. That was the twist. I just don't remember which one. I think it might have been Matt then. Maybe they just pretended to
poison. I thought it was Matt.
I don't know. I need to look into this now, because we're wrong.
But at the same time, I felt that it was one of those movies where you look at it and you go, it got all these ridiculous sequels, but even then you look at it and you go, how? It's like, I didn't even like it in the extent of, I want a sequel to this. No, it's like, you know, it's a guilty pleasure movie, nothing more than that. But, you know.
Kind of like, in a way, in my opinion, of Starship Troopers. That didn't need sequels
exactly.
at all, but it got some.
Exactly.
You know, so, I mean, there are these movies that are great cult movies that get these weird freaking sequels. Tremors is not one of them. Tremors is amazing and deserves all the sequels it gets because those are just as amazing. But, you know, the other ones, you know. So, anyway, my number four is going to be the one that Derek was talking about earlier, which is Super. Because I really just liked him as, like, a complete, total badass villain, you know, kind of character. So, I enjoy him in that. Was that, Derek?
What? No, you'll find out.
All right. So my number four is The River Wild.
Nice.
He's bad guys in all of these.
I know. Apparently, I like the bad guys.
Like the bad guy, Kevin Bacon.
River Wild was amazing. It had Meryl Streep in it. I just had some stupid kid named Rory. I wanted to kick his butt, but it was a good movie. Have you guys seen it?
Mm-hmm, yep.
It's,
and it had John C. Reilly
in
it, too.
Yeah, I love The River Wild. It always makes me want to go whitewater rafting and hope somebody kidnaps me.
Like before seeing that movie, I had never been scared of John C. Reilly. I never thought, you know, he could scare me, but... He did.
Well, and ever since then, he hasn't really done a movie where he's played a scary kind of character either. You know, he's usually played like a goofy sidekick kind of character. So that was perfect. That was my number two. So I guess when I get to number two, you don't have to, you know, say anything. I enjoy The River Wild a lot. You know, that movie was a lot of fun.
Yeah, anytime it's on, I watch it. Although I have to admit, I haven't seen it in a while, but now I really want to watch it.
You're just gonna keep making Derek watch all these movies with you, huh?
No, we got a basement with video games, so I'm good. Okay.
Wait, is that the safe basement?
You're
wait,
me
is that
statue,
is that
where it's like fuck you, watch it with me.
I just gave him the look.
Okay,
yeah,
I have to watch it.
Well, no. Okay. Well, you know, that brings up an interesting question because I thought I had heard. I don't know if it was on the show or just personally, but isn't there a you have a Sam? You've got a base like a what is it? A bar in the basement, right? And stuff that has spiders and stuff, right? Or is that
yeah
a different?
Yeah,
I cleaned it out.
So
yesterday.
There you go.
We just
if
cleaned
you
it out
go,
yesterday.
Oh, okay. So there's no spiders down there anymore.
No, there's probably still spiders.
I haven't fully cleaned it out. I just got now you can step behind there. That's a big improvement of what it was.
It was so bad.
I don't know what she was doing back there, but there was like fucking like a pizza box, and there was like. There was like, you know how Coke used to give you those old school glasses to hold your drinks in? Yeah, there was a shitload
right.
of those.
I haven't been back behind
there
the bar.
There was relics of the 90s in there.
I haven't been behind the bar since 2008.
Yeah, and you
oh,
could
wow.
tell. There was trash bags, and I didn't even want to know what's in it. It smelled bad. I cleaned it out, though.
Okay, anyways, that was a little side story. Go ahead, Moody, continue.
Oh, I was just saying Super was my four, so, and you said, what you're four, so, right? So,
oh, yeah, I thought you
are we on to Derek?
Spider Bar.
Oh, I was just going to say, I was just saying that I thought it was really funny that he wants to go play, you know, with his computer games where all the fucking spiders are, you know, and everything.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
all,
so
our,
we'll
that's all my point.
Low.
Yeah. All right, so who's up next?
It's me, I think.
Okay, go, baby.
All right, so my fourth favorite is the crispy cheese and bacon potatoes. And that's just because you get the lovely mix of cheese, bacon, and potatoes. But it's also a heart clogger, so you better watch out. If you eat too much, it'll be a death sentence, just like the 2007 movie Death Sentence.
When Kevin Bacon was in.
Yes,
Kevin Bacon,
okay.
Which was also kind of a remake of Death Wish.
Which was a good movie. I've seen that in theaters. Although it's not on my list, I thought it was a good movie.
Yeah. But I'm all still right. talking about the food. So if you've ever tried it, my suggestion is make it. Because you got to add extra bacon, crunchy bacon, so it gives it that extra crunch with the potatoes.
All right.
All right. So
I guess,
Brandon, what's your next one?
I'm going to have to go with Hollow Man.
Because you see his wiener,
nice.
Right?
But, what is up with you, Sam? Knowing every movie that
wiener.
You see Kevin Bacon's wiener in it.
I mean, now, granted, it's not like a full skin wiener. It's like a broken down and he's like changing. So it's like a muscly wiener, but it's still wiener. And it's a floppy wiener.
Okay. What are you going to say about that,
y'all
Brandon?
Right over there?
You're both like,
y'all are giggling like schoolgirls over Kevin Bacon's wiener.
It's floppy wiener.
Floppy wiener.
I mean, when I saw it originally, I'm like.
The movie or a floppy wiener?
When I first saw it, floppy wiener, I thought it was a tad at elementary.
All right, go ahead, Brandon.
Great segue, by the way. When I saw it originally, I kept thinking, oh, how did this become enjoyable enough to not be compared to Invisible Man? Or if later in his career, because I know for a while Universal was doing, like when they did the whole BS mummy movie with Tom Cruise. They were doing a whole monster universe. I'm surprised they didn't, you know, ask him to play the Invisible Man, and then he go, well, I already did Hollow Man. That was close enough.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess that's it for, you know, for Hollow Man, but
yeah.
I don't know. Just,
there's
man,
not much
like
you
Hollow
can
man?
Really say about that other than that, you know, ridiculous.
Have you seen Hollow Man, Moody?
Yeah, years ago.
There's boobs in it.
Oh,
there is.
Wasn't he boobs and I like.
Yeah, there's lots of boobs, actually. Well, not lots of boobs. Yeah, he was touching. There was a boob moving by itself.
I wonder if they did the entity thing where they just put air pressure on it to make it look like a hand touching it.
I don't know.
That's what Entity did, where the girl gets raped by ghosts.
All right.
Created a great part.
Cricket.
Island.
Cricket.
They're like raped by ghosts. Instead of, it's a real movie, and it's good, God damn it.
All right, so ghost raising. Moody, it's on you.
My number three is The Big Picture, which, as since I'm a, you know, I'm a screenwriter, it was one of the first, you know, movies about a screenwriter that I ever watched. And I don't know if you guys have seen that movie or not. I'm, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Sam has. Just seems to have seen everything Kevin Bacon. But it is it's directed by Christopher Guest, who did like This Is Spinal Tap and all the like the Best in Show and those kind of movies. Very fun, like but it's not like one of those kind of movies like documentary style. It's just seriously just about a screenwriter and the stuff that happens to him when he's trying to get a deal in Hollywood. It's pretty interesting.
Okay.
Again, silent.
My number, whatever we're on, is
a three.
Apollo 13.
All right, Everett, you know, like that's probably one of his most famous ones that he's been in.
I love it. I could literally watch Apollo 13 like over and over and over. And I also love Tom Hanks and Bill Paxton and Ed Harris. I love it.
It's a classic.
Yeah, it is.
Houston. Yeah, we have a problem.
Just like that. I nailed it. That was a perfect impersonation.
You did.
Totally. All right.
You got it.
Come on, y'all.
Come on. Where's the pizzazz? Let's hear it. Kevin Bacon's wiener. It plays as the moon in Apollo 13.
Thank
yeah.
you, Derek.
Did that do it? Did I just go on?
No, that was probably the deleted
yeah.
scenes.
Yeah, babe, what's yours?
Okay, check this out. So everybody loves salad, but what about salad with bacon? So my next one is the bacon salad, which is super healthy. And, you know, like, it can save your life from, you know, that near-death sentence that from the last one of the cheesy bacon potatoes. This one can actually save you. So it's super healthy. So I'll go with super, which is somebody already stated, so it doesn't matter. We already talked about that. But that's my favorite one. And the main character, who isn't Kevin Bacon, fucking blew me away. That's when I became a big fan of him. And I was like, yeah, you go Dwight, because he doesn't have a real name anymore. He's just Dwight. And fucking just, I love the surrealism, or I guess it's not surrealism, but the like imagery whenever like the walls start cracking and God like lifts up his head and touches tentacles on his brain. And it's like, you are the chosen child. He's like, please give me a sign. And just fucking, the quotes from it is so fucking funny. Like, what is it? Shut up, crime. Or I look stupid when I cry. There's so many moments, and guess what? This is probably why my baby doesn't like it. Kevin Bacon gets his balls shot off with a knife.
I don't want to talk about that.
So yeah, so my salad, of course, it's salad with bacon.
Nice. I like the talk on Rainn Wilson there. That was his name. That's Dwight's name, I guess, in real life. It was cool. And it's a great movie.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to Brandon. What is your second?
I'm going to have to go with, it was an HBO TV movie, Taking Chance. Simply because, number one, my dad served in the military. He was an EOD officer. And just watching that that movie, I thought he gave a Kevin Bacon gave a great performance, and it's a shame that he hasn't done a movie like that since. But yeah, I just really enjoyed his performance in that. And you think nowadays the term TV movie, in the early days you think, oh, it's not gonna be, you know.
You're thinking about the fucking Langoliers.
It's not gonna be, you know, it's gonna be cheesy, not gonna be a good performance. But I think we've come a long way in defining that. TV, just because it's the term TV movie, you can still have a good performance in it and everything.
Nice.
Yeah, no, I missed it. What was he in? The Following? Was that it? The series he was in?
Yeah, The
on
Following.
TV? Yeah, that was a good series.
Yeah.
All right, Moody, what's yours?
Well, remember, you already said mine, which is The River Wild. So I really don't think there's much we can add to that. That was just a great movie.
All right, then my next one is Stir of Echoes.
Which I'm laughing because that's my number one.
There's something so creepy about that movie, and then, like, the part where, like, she's anything where, like, fingernails pop off, like, it just gives me the heebie-jeebies. I remember watching that movie being, like, blown away, actually, because I thought it was, like, really, really good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a thriller classic to me, you know. It creeped me out. So,
yeah,
I totally agree.
He's such a versatile actor. Like, he can really, like, play any role. I mean, I think that's
definitely
why he has, like, 93, like, acting credits or some shit. Like, he's been in everything. And that's not even, like, TV. Like, remember, he made a ton of, like, TV appearances, especially, like, on remember that show Will and Grace?
Yeah.
Like, he's got a funny scene, you know, because one of the, I can't even remember, was it Jack? The one of the gay guys, like, super obsessed with Kevin Bacon.
Apparently, there are a lot of people super obsessed with Kevin Bacon, you know, out there in the world.
Yeah, but not everybody is a super fan.
No, not everybody.
Not everybody collects his hair and makes a little Kevin Bacon doll.
All right, what's your top?
I mean, one, I'd probably have to go with, of course, the egg and cheese bacon omelet, because there's nothing more nutritional and good about that, which will also, something that, I don't know about you, but every time I have an omelet or something heavily with bacon, egg, and cheese, it usually puts me right to sleep, and I become a sleeper, just like the Kevin Bacon movie Sleepers, but the bacon and cheese and egg omelet is freaking amazing, and so is the movie Sleepers, which has nothing to do with this bacon omelet. Just saying.
Well, I'm hungry. After this segment, I'm strangely hungry.
Has anybody ever seen the movie Sleepers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen Flatline.
Good. Robert Downey Jr., Kevin Bacon, and Dennis Hoffman. Hell yeah. And some egg and cheese. Come on, dog. You know I'm coming.
I mean, I've seen all, like, even My Dog Skip. Like, I used to own My Dog Skip only because Kevin Bacon was in it. Not a fan of the movie, just because Kevin Bacon was in it.
I don't know. I was a fan of that movie just because of the fucking kid.
The dog?
What's his, the kid who has, like, fucking head trauma now, who can't remember his past. Frankie Muniz. That dude can't remember a single episode of Malcolm in the Middle that he was on.
Damn.
Yeah, he got into, like, some accident or some shit, and it fucked up his brain. Well, he's got like the 50 first dates thing going on.
Good thing he has all of his life documented on film.
Well, I mean, but that's just like, you know, like fake life. So he'll be like, so I was a little shit starter. And my brother was in the military. I mean, it sucks for Frankie Muniz, though. That's not cool. But anybody else knows about this, right?
No, I never heard of it.
Yeah, I do.
I had a Frankie Muniz fan.
It was a car accident, I believe.
I thought it was a motorcycle accident.
Oh, yeah. You're right. It was.
Oh, yeah. What, on the dashboard?
Across the street.
Yeah.
Man.
That was too furious, yo.
All right, what's next, Moody? You better wake up over there.
I guess we got number one, right? Like we did our number twos, so we got our last one.
Your number one,
and I guess it's Brandon. Brandon, what was your number one?
I'm gonna have to go with Mystic River.
Mr. What?
What was it?
Mystic River.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Mystic River.
It was him and Sean Penn.
Me neither. I'm right saying Mystic Pizza, and I want pizza.
No, I want pizza, too. Damn you. No.
Let's get
I'm
going to
have pizza tonight,
night.
So we'll all have pizza.
Yeah, you
can. But, I mean, I just felt that in that film, since it is a murder mystery kind of movie, he played the fine line of, you know, trying to you know, genuinely solve the thing and trying to be a friend to people that he was closely involved with in that movie or closely knew, but then when he had to be a hard ass, he didn't have any qualms about that. So, and a lot of times I think in movies now, when you have to play a character like that, you can either do it really well or you know, really badly. There isn't, for me, as far as a viewer watching a character like that, there is no middle ground where you say they kind of did it okay. It's either really, really good or really, really bad. So, and I think he did it really well. So,
yeah.
And to quote Forrest Gump, that's all I have to say about that.
All right.
Well, my number one had been Scurve Echoes, so we talked about that and had a good chat. So what about you, Sam? What's your number one?
Wait, is everybody just going to pass up the fingernail scene from Stir of Echoes?
I brought it up.
Did you?
Yeah, you weren't paying attention. And the tooth, his tooth falls out in the sink.
Yeah, yeah.
We already talked about my number one, so.
It was a wild thing.
Yeah, it was a wild thing.
Oh, that's right. So we talked about my number two,
Kevin
number
Bacon.
One.
All right, my list was everything that I said was already on everybody's. But I think I should just go with the OG original motherfucker. You know, we talked about bacon and egg. We talked about bacon and cheese. We talked about bacon salad. But have we talked about the original just bacon by itself, motherfucker? When you make it crispy as shit and that shit just fucking falls apart in your mouth and you eat it and you're like, ooh, yeah. And then we talked about how it gives you a heart attack, but not as bad as flatlining. Like the movie with Kevin Bacon called Flatliner. What?
Nice.
But anyway, I had to say the original, just bacon by itself, you can't go wrong.
So Flatliner is a great movie. Has anybody seen the remake of Flatliner?
I love the actress in it, but I haven't seen it.
Of course you
No,
know.
I haven't seen it yet either.
Ellen Page, she was so fucking dope and hard candy.
Kevin Bacon. Kiefer. We can't forget about Kiefer.
Kiefer?
He's actually supposed to be in Dallas, but he canceled, I think. for the expo, the fan expo here. Right. There, so people are going to go see him this weekend, you know. Oh, well.
Well, Kiefer Sutherland is supposed to be there?
Not at Texas Frightmare, but at there's a fan expo that's taking place the same weekend. It's like I don't know if it's like Wizard World or something, you know, but it's a Dallas fan expo. So
Well, now on his YouTube channel he has a cooking segment, so he probably canceled to do that. I canceled the cookie guy. Fucking steak.
They had a big problem because Peter Mayhew was supposed to be there too. So unfortunately, that happened. Rest in peace, Peter Mayhew.
Yeah. And it is Star Wars Day, so may the Force be with you.
Yeah, it is.
You see that? You see all that right. All over Facebook right now. But yeah,
so what's next?
I guess we're done with that segment. So thank you guys so much for that. That was awesome, mm-hmm. Especially Derek's little
so
we have fun.
A special guest calling in, which is Kevin Bacon himself. This was a surprise
okay.
That we didn't tell anybody. Moody, get him on the phone.
I sadly he's not on the phone. He's not on the line. Maybe he hung up.
Son of a bitch. He was like, fuck these stalkers.
Super fan.
Okay, yeah, fuck these super fan.
Well, no, there's only one super fan here.
But there is a funny story that you want to tell them about the Q&A, where it's like, what was it, you were on stage, and he was answering questions, and was like, where do you remember me from, or something, or what was it?
All right, so the very first time I met Kevin Bacon was actually in Peru, Illinois, which is, like, ironic because it's just, like, cornfields, right? So he flies in, I see the show, there's a meet and greet after, and everybody's waiting in line, and he's, like, asking everybody what their favorite Kevin Bacon movie was, and of course people are saying, like, Tremors or, like, Footloose, you know, like, all those lame movies. And so it came to me, and I was like, I wasn't thinking, so I just said Wild Things, and he was like, oh, really? Like, what? Because I was the first person to say Wild Things, and he was like, why do you like Wild Things? I was like, because I get to see your dick, and literally everybody was silent, nobody said anything, and then for a brief second, I was like, maybe, I shouldn't have said that, and then everybody started laughing. So from that point forward, every time I seen Kevin Bacon, he called me the penis girl.
Are you planning to see him anytime soon?
Yes. Yeah. Last time I seen him, he was in why would you show me that? I seen him in he was in Chicago. Like, not Chicago, but it was like a subdivision of Chicago. But it was like this red tie event, which I was unaware of. So I was wearing a shirt that literally said I Heart Bacon and jeans, and everyone else was like dresses and ties. And I sat down, and he looked at me from the stage and pointed, and he mouthed penis girl. I was like, yeah!
Nice.
That's my
funny.
Proud moment of fame right there is known as the penis girl.
Nice. Well,
thank
that's
you,
Victor.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's a good story. I think it's a decent story. Even though nobody else is giving it the due laugh it needs.
I think everyone's like tired. Like we're not on our game.
What's
today.
Wrong with everybody? Fucking Brandon.
I don't know.
Like he's about to die. Moody sounds like he's about to fall asleep on a dick, and I'm just here like yeah.
And I'm just like awkward.
You know what?
Angry
I think
now.
It's because we're
why.
Missing Chris Prevost because we don't have Chris here laughing the whole time. He's on CryptoCon and he hasn't gone back about coming on, so I guess he's, you know, or
are
I guess
you
he forgot.
Chris
you know.
On, cause we can still be cool without Chris.
And
yeah,
this entire weekend, he's only asked me to say two words to him. Brandon, remember two words the entire weekend. Mick Strom.
Well, he's
yelling
at his
me,
own
yelling at me.
Back.
Yeah. We can still be cool, though, guys. Come on.
Yeah, we just miss Chris, don't we?
No.
No.
Silence.
All right.
Anyway, I guess we'll do our indie shout-outs. I know you had one, Sam, you wanted to give a big shout-out to, so feel free.
No, I just want to I've been talking a lot lately with PJ Stark. You're a fan of his movies, right? The Anthology Volume of Blood?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love him.
Yeah, well, he's the creator and the producer of the Volume of Blood Anthology series. So they're working on one. They're raising money right now for Devil's Night. And so we'll post that on our page so you guys can check it out.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely. I want to do some more. And so, Brandon, listen up, because we want to do some more, like, Indiegogo, like maybe like a shout out Saturday or something, you know, or even do it just whenever we, you know, are able to put out more like Indiegogos for independent horror filmmakers and stuff, and gotta support our friends, man, you know what they're doing.
Well, yeah, and Troy Escamilla, you know, close to my heart because I just shot with him with Teacher Shortage, so he's going to be directing the newest one called Devil's Night, and we all know Teacher Shortage was
he's directing a segment
directed by Troy, and then shot by our very own Derek Huey right here.
Yeah, I did a few things.
Nice.
He pressed the
button.
Yeah, so shout out to that. So we'll post some information about that on our page, and you all can go check it out. And I believe I think the first one, like Horror Stories, I believe, is on, you can watch it on Netflix or Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime.
Yeah, Amazon Prime for free. If you have Amazon Prime. Everybody check it out.
Yeah, if you guys want to check out Volumes of Blood, it's called Volumes of Blood Horror Stories or something?
Well, for the Indigo,
The one on Prime is called Horror Stories.
Yeah, Horror Stories is the one on Prime. The one we're going to put on our page is Devil's Night.
Yeah. So, guys, check that out, because check out the Indiegogo, because there's some really good perks in there and some really awesome people attached to it. I'm really excited for that one.
Yeah, a lot of people that I was in Teacher Shortage with was in this movie. So, I mean, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Do you know if Troy's directing the ones with them, or are all of them being spread out through the other directors too?
Yeah, I don't know that yet. I'm not savvy to info yet.
There's a lot of different directors on board for different parts of it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got?
For sure.
Moody?
Yes, I do. My buddies who are actually in Texas, they are Texas out here, Abel Berry and Jen Stone, have a movie that they're working on called Midnight Devils. They've shot a good amount of it, and they just need finishing funds, and that's also on Indiegogo. It doesn't have much time left, I don't think. I think it's got like six or 5 days or something. But they're out here. They're throwing a party tonight, so I'll be going to that and checking that out. And I'll see about posting some more information on the Horror Blood and Coffee page when we get some more information from Jen and Abel themselves. I'll try to get some video footage of them talking about the project so people can check it out. You know, it's awesome. Billy Blair is in it as well, and some other people. Like, it's just a really fun little, horror action movie.
Nice. So are you handing out your cards for Supernatural Assassins and all that good stuff? How's that going over?
Yeah, it's actually going over pretty well. I've been, I'm pretty much an introvert, so I don't really like – I'm very weird sometimes about going up to random strangers, but when I have cards, it makes me feel a little – you know, better to, like, go talk to people and show them the cards and tell them, hey, come check this out. So, and a few celebrities have them, too. So that's awesome, you know. Just hand them out to, I think Felissa Rose has one. And I haven't given it to, like, Serena yet or whatever, but I'm hoping to see her again. So I'll hand her a copy of it, you know, and stuff like that. But mainly just people around, just anybody here. I'm just going up. So if you are listening and you're here in Texas Frightmare, come up to me and I'll give you a card, you know, and stuff. It's really awesome.
Fuck
yeah.
And if you're cute, you can be a dick.
Fuck Moody. Hey, did y'all ever talk about y'all films before on the podcast? The Lucas and Olivia short?
No, I think we mentioned
that. That would be a perfect time to just tell everybody what it's about. Because I believe it's very close to being released, right?
Yeah, what's
it is.
Lucas and Olivia.
Well, I can't talk too much about some of the cool stuff that we've got going on with it yet, you know? But that'll be coming out soon. You guys can check out SupernaturalAssassins.com to find out more information. Because, like, I'm going to try, and I've said this before on the Six Flick Productions website, but I'm going to try my hardest to keep you guys updated, like, weekly, you know, on what's going on. But unfortunately, sometimes there's just nothing going on that week, you know. So it's kind of like I don't want to just write, like, you know, nothing's happening this week, you know, on the – you know, like, so I'm trying to figure out what, you know, but this week after Frightmare, I mean, we are diving in headfirst into, to finish up the pilot script for it. And then, after that is done, we're also finishing up the promo edit of it. And so hopefully there'll be more information, when it gets released, soon. We don't have an exact release date except for end of May, you know, sometime. So that's our plan right now. But yeah, it'll be awesome. I know. And Derek's been helping us. He did the fight scene, helped us with the fight scene. Yes, there's an awesome fight scene. And so thank you, Derek, for that. That was awesome.
I just put my dick to it.
Well, good
and
for
by
you.
It, he means not me.
Although it was on her.
Wait, I think that was Addie.
All right. But yeah, so that's being worked on. Thank you for bringing that up, Derek. Because we've talked about it like on our first episode, I think, or something. Kind of
about
what,
my dick.
You know.
Oh, okay.
Maybe
yeah,
I don't know. She likes to talk about that a lot, so I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, I do. yeah. I mean, it's pretty epic.
It's got some theme music. Brandon's theme song was epic. It's an even better.
Yeah, it's like so long, too. It's like a 20-minute theme song. Sometimes I get so annoyed. I'm like, can we just get this show on the road?
I'm like, no, I have to finish. Ooh, ba da da.
All right. You guys are funny. So thank you guys. I think that's it for the indie shout outs that we wanted to give today. If you guys have a independent film that you want us to support, want us to check out, we love watching independent films and stuff. So send us Well, I know me and Sam do, right, Sam?
Yeah. I do. Marvel Day at
so,
me.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, so there was one movie that we saw recently that just came out soon, which is sort of horror related. The Ted Bundy movie. What's it called? Something Vile, Evil, Wicked Comes This Way.
Yeah. Have you guys seen it?
I haven't watched it yet.
Just was released yesterday. It's called Let Me Get the Right Fucking Name. Because I know me, I'm going.
It's extremely wicked, shockingly evil, and vile.
Okay,
who's
seen
it?
Which is a long fucking title for a biopic, but.
Yeah, have you seen it, Brandon?
I was actually going to watch it tonight.
What about you, John? You probably haven't seen it. Ooh, John, that sounds bad. I mean, Moody. Ooh.
Well, anyway, I think that's like it's current, it's relevant. It just came out yesterday.
I'll post a picture of what I looked like watching this movie on our website. You still have that picture, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, yeah. The picture says it all.
Yeah, I don't know. It was one of those I've heard things. I have not seen it yet, but I've heard that basically they depict him as, like, you know, a good person who, you know, or whatever. They actually turn him likable.
It sounds extremely cool. They didn't depict him as a good person. They depicted him as he showed himself to the public,
yeah,
how the public seen him. Yeah, they depicted him as how he wanted to be seen, which I thought was actually a very interesting take, instead of depicting him as a monster.
And see, I disagree. While I thought that was an interesting take, I've seen other Ted Bundy movies where he was depicted like that, but then they also, like, it was actually a good movie where it showed, like, all different sides, and it showed, like, you know, more of, like, the tragic side of, like, the actual, like, murder victims and everything. So I was not really personally I mean, it was a good – and I hate to say this because I actually hate Zac Efron, but, I mean, I thought he did well in this. I thought it was boring. It was, like, no new information. It was all just stuff that we, like – if you have ever watched any Ted Bundy movie, like, you've already known all of this crap. I fell asleep, like, multiple times and drooled on Derek.
Yeah, I woke up and I enjoyed it. I don't know much about Ted Bundy. I was always more of an Ed Gein fan when it comes with serial killers. So Ed Bundy, I never knew too much. I knew a lot about Dahmer and Ed Gein, but not too much about Ed Bundy. So watching it, I'm like, oh, that's very interesting. And then fucking, like, Sam would wake up and be like, oh, he's about to escape from prison for, like, 4 days. And then go back. Yeah, you're spoiling it.
I mean, everything is just, like, non-arty. I didn't enjoy it.
I still found the take interesting, because if you didn't know who he was and you're watching, you'd be like, holy fuck, he might be innocent. And then stuff happens.
So this movie, I guess, would probably appeal to people who've never heard of Ted Bundy or who've never seen anything about Ted Bundy. But I feel like if you already know about him, it's going to bore the crap out of you.
Or you're just going to get – maybe you just want to see it the live action.
Or maybe you just need a good nap. I mean, if you need a good nap, watch it.
I mean, I didn't like extremely enjoy it. I'd give it like a 5 out of 10. You know, it's entertaining. I enjoyed. I mean, it was. I didn't hate it. It was okay.
Yeah, he did call it fun, and I made fun of him.
Well, it was like a fun little. Let's see, because I got the Letterboxd app. I said, it was okay, nothing great, but a fun look at the trial of Ted Bundy, which is all it is. It's just a trial, nothing more. Probably will never watch it again, but okay for a one-time watch. Stuck between a 2.5 or a 3 out of 5, going to go with a 2.5.
Now I don't want to fall asleep around Derek, because then he'll probably wake up and randomly start spoiling random movies that I've never seen.
No, that was me, not him. Don't fall asleep with me.
Yeah, she was spoiling it, not me. I mean, I didn't know shit about Ted Bundy.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't fall asleep
really
around
it. But Zac Efron actually did a good job.
You know, that's an interesting
idea,
too.
I mean, Ted Bundy was, like, the pretty boy, and, you know, I mean, I remember the courtroom was filled with ladies, because, you know, they all wanted to fuck him.
But
I don't know anything about Ted's life, so I would probably enjoy this movie a lot more than the people who, I don't know, was that?
I'd say it's worthy of a watch. I mean, it just came out. It's on Netflix. Everybody knows somebody with a Netflix account. Just peep it if you have an opportunity. If you don't know much about him, if you do know much about him, you just want to see a live-action movie about stuff you already know, then, you know, I say it's not bad of a watch. But if you don't care, like, because it's not going to give you any new information. It's just going to give you what was presented. So if you don't want to see that, don't watch it.
Yeah. So like you said, though, you probably like it since you don't know anything about it.
John Malkovich as the judge.
Yeah,
that
was
awesome.
good. At the end, they did show, like, actual, like, real footage of Ted Bundy. Because it was the first televised trial ever. So, I mean, there is actual footage of his trial. And, I mean, it shows, like, him going crazy. Because, like, he started off, like, as a normal person. I mean, a normal enough to, like, kill people. But, and then he just, like, went fucking crazy. And, like, you got to see all that.
But on that note,
cool.
I'm going to take my exit, guys. So it's been a pleasure.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Brandon.
Yep.
And, we all had a big exit tonight. So, but thank you, Brandon, so much for calling in.
And just a quick note to everybody that views Horror, Blood, and Coffee, the Facebook page. We appreciate you and just keep a lookout for the content that we have for you in the coming weeks.
Definitely.
All
right. Well, thank you, Brandon.
All right. Take care, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Brand.
Thanks, Brand. We love you. And when you have time, post a picture of your big ass dick on the Facebook page. Yeah.
All right. So, thank you, Sam and Derek, for this awesome show.
Brandon's dick is so big, he needs a wheelchair to support it.
I don't have pants on.
Brandon's got that thick-ass dick.
Brandon just left the show. Yeah, thank you guys so much for calling in and for this awesome day. I think if we can next year, we should do Frightmare for sure. I know Chris was planning to come down here to hear, so that'd be awesome.
Well, I already know that next year. I mean, it's not like confirmed or anything, but we're gonna give Frightmare a teacher shortage. So I mean,
nice.
They played our movie last year, Stirring, or they played my movie last year, Stirring. So I have a feeling next year they'll probably play Teacher Shortage.
And we'll be there.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yes, that's awesome.
Confirmed.
And it'll be my.
Never gave it to them yet.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they will. And maybe we'll have something to show them for our film. At least
yeah,
a short
will.
Or something
maybe.
That we can.
Do it.
Let's do it. You know. So, all right. Well, thank you guys. This is awesome. I know I'm tired as hell. Because it's just been running around all. Like weekend already. I think I'm not sure like what our next one will be. I think we were talking about doing clowns for the next episode. And I just got Killer Clowns from Outer Space on Blu-ray. So I'm totally excited to dive into that.
I'll have time besides that, it and that fucking Art the Clown guy.
Poltergeist.
There's a lot of
little horror references with clowns, not necessarily. Like,
okay, so it's just films with clowns.
Yeah, just clowns in general.
No. Those are the only three big ones I can think of.
Yeah, we can be creative.
Well, there's.
Okay.
Oh yeah, we can definitely talk clowns, you know, and stuff. There's a new movie that Wild Eye Releasing is putting out called Clownado. I'm not lying. That's a real movie.
Oh, fuck. For real. Clownado?
I'm guessing that's sort of like the base of it is like there's a tornado that has clowns in it. I don't know.
Shut the fuck up. Oh my god. I bet
it's a real thing.
I highly doubt that's going to be a popular Sharknado because I still remember the night Sharknado came out and on Twitter. I mean, it was just instant because people were just talking about how fucking stupid it was. I remember the whole night. And then that spawned people talking about, like, how bad it was. That spawned into, like, it all of a sudden, like, being amazing.
Right. I remember that I was at the grocery store getting groceries, and the woman in front of me, who did not seem like she was into horror films at all or anything, was talking about Sharknado. You know, like the day after. And I actually had to, I was interviewing that night the writer of Sharknado, Thunder 11. And I just thought that was the most amazing situation ever. I did not think that movie was going to become the, you know, big thing that it became, you know. And so, like, no other movie can really be that way, except there is a movie that I just that I just went to the screening, but unfortunately they put it in the wrong screening room for it because there was way too many people and I could not even see over people's heads, you know, or whatever, was Velocipastor. It's called Velocipastor.
Okay.
I swear to God.
Clown,
so, there you go.
I want to read it real quick. It says it's a cursed demonic circus clown set out on a vengeful massacre using tornadoes. A stripper, Elvis impersonator, a truck driver, teen runaway, and a dude get caught in a supernatural battle between Femme Fatale and the boss clown from hell. So it's nothing like Sharknado.
Okay. Well, thank you for pointing that out, because I had no idea. I just,
well, like,
just knew
the
name. I didn't know anything about it.
To hope that gets more views, because Wild Eye is known to do that, change the name of films just to get a bigger audience.
Well, I mean, do you think that worked for some movies?
Yeah, like, I think Stirring being changed to Miss Claus, it probably worked.
Yeah.
There's no big names in this movie. I mean, I know that's a shocker.
Well, I mean, it's a Wild Eye film. They don't, like, it's not
going to
be.
For some reason, I thought maybe Tara Reid would be in here.
No, not even her, like, floppy nipples in there.
Dang.
No, Linnea Quigley, I believe, is, like, their biggest name in that movie. Who is Trash in Return of Living Dead. So I think that's their biggest name, but, like, you know, they weren't really – I don't think they were trying to get big names. They were just trying to make something goofy and fun that people, you know, would probably be like, what the fuck, Clownado? Like, really? You know? Like, probably your reaction too, you know? And a lot of people want to see it, I guess. There's some talk about it at the Wild Eye table. But yeah, I got to actually meet the Velocipastor guys, the director and people at the Wild Eye releasing table. So that was pretty cool. You know,
nice.
That's literally about a pastor who somehow or whatever turns into a Velociraptor to fight crime.
I love Velociraptors.
Yeah, so you might like Velocipastor. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't like.
But
pastors,
yeah.
Boys.
Yeah, they love fucking little kids. We tell them no.
Yeah. Like Amy Winehouse. I said no, no, no.
Well, on that note, is there anything you guys wanted to, like, mention or give, you know, say anything? Did we leave
everything
out?
I mean, Kevin Bacon's dick, pastors molesting kids. Clowns,
yeah, we left on a great note.
Raptors. We talked about a lot, right?
Yeah, we did.
Anything you want to talk about, babe?
Yeah,
I need another beer.
And a pizza.
And I want to play that new Uncharted video game.
Yeah. We're going to eat pizza and play video games all day.
Sounds like a plan. I'm going to go pass out some more
and
cards.
And then Monday, we're going to start working out.
I say new Uncharted video game, but it's not really a new Uncharted video game. It's actually the old Uncharted video game. But once we do that, I'm going to try and convince Baby to play some more horror games. Like, I got to show her a Resident Evil 7. We played a little bit of Resident Evil 6, but any Resident Evil fan already knows that game's sick.
So I wanted to say, Sam, that I told Sierra that I was going to be starting working out on Monday, and she nicknamed me Muscular Moody. You know,
Moody?
I just thought, yeah, that's my, I was like, I'll take that nickname, you know, if that happens.
Muscular Moody.
You know.
Muscular Moody.
Yeah.
I don't know, you should get a t-shirt made, like hashtag Muscular Moody.
Yeah.
MM, hashtag MM.
Marshall Mathers.
Hashtag him.
You gotta get that workout so you can be Lucas.
Yeah, I do. I've got
fight them.
It'll be fun. I've gotta start. I gotta, like, actually start working out and shit. Like, taking this shit seriously, you know. But I was like, I'm pigging out this weekend, you know, pizza and other shit. And then I'm going to have to lose that weight.
Me and Derek ate
later.
$45 worth of Portillo's last night.
I saw that.
Did you? Did you post something? Oh, no, you undid it though.
Yeah, I deleted it.
Yeah, you did do a post about it or whatever. So I was like, what the, you know, something about like, hamburgers and. A bunch of stuff.
I wasn't too impressed with what I got. I wanted the hamburger, but they didn't. They forgot the hamburger. So I ended up just like the noodles weren't that great, and the hot dog was okay.
But the chocolate cake, the desserts from Portillo's.
Oh, the desserts
amazing.
Was basically all I ate.
Hmm.
Yeah, so if you're from Portillo's, you need to step up your shit. I mean, the desserts were great.
Yeah.
And I did have an Italian beef dipped, and it was amazing. But Derek doesn't like soggy bread.
No. Who likes soggy bread anyway?
I do, girl. Like, you got to get your Italian beef dipped, man. That's where it's at.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I thought you wouldn't have liked it. All right. Well, it's,
you don't know me.
You knew you learned about I learned something new about you every day.
I like soggy bread.
Yes, a future note for catering, soggy bread.
Just food in
just
general.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much. This is awesome. Once again, I know next year we're planning to all be here, so that'll be great. That'll be my fifth Texas Frightmare. So we got to make sure we get that going. And I think you guys would have a blast here, especially you, Sam, since you've never gone to a convention yet. So, you know, I think
it'll be my first.
Yeah. So, all right. Well,
scary.
I know it's going to happen. It's going to happen. We're going to, you know,
we're gonna do it.
All right.
Okay,
well,
I'm
thank you guys.
Go
and
Jordan's playing, but.
That's
about it.
All right. Well, yeah, we're going to get to our pizza and our video game.
All right. Well, you guys have fun. And everybody, thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. Check us out in 2 more weeks when we do another episode.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in.
See ya.